From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The arrests of three Americans on suspicion of espionage has prompted the Pentagon to reassess security at the Guantanamo Bay prison. The base camp in Cuba is the main U.S. military detention facility for suspected terrorists and Taliban. A Muslim Army chaplain, a U.S. Air Force translator, and a civilian translator have been arrested. So far, only the airman has been formally charged. Analysts in and outside the Pentagon are now trying to assess what, if any, long-term damage may have been done to national security. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
If the charges of espionage against any of the three suspects prove true, there's perhaps some good news in the initial damage assessment. It appears these three were hardly masters in the art of concealment. All were detained after officials allegedly found them carrying classified information through civilian or military airports. One was even said to be carrying a disc labeled secret, all moves that Skip Brandon says defy the basic tenets of spycraft.
First thing you learn in training is you don't have anything with you that would incriminate you if somebody stops you.
The former deputy assistant director of the FBI believes the suspects, if they are spies, are ideological converts to espionage, not highly trained operatives. But Brandon says that hardly makes them less dangerous to national security or the war on terrorism, especially if any of the highly sensitive information they were privy to during interrogations was successfully fed back to foreign states or al-Qaeda cells around the world.
If al-Qaeda knows that people are talking and what they're saying, they can alter their operational plans, and it makes it much more difficult for the people who are trying to stop them.
But by now, many of those operational plans may be old, with leads gone very cold, as many of the detainees have been jailed at Guantanamo for nearly 2 years. In addition, most of the detainees had been interrogated for months in the year before the three accused men started working at Guantanamo. Then again, military officials have said that it often takes months of interrogation before they start to elicit useful information. According to court papers, the most serious charges are against Air Force translator Ahmed Al-Halabi, who's accused of trying to send secrets, including maps of the camp and detainees' names, to Syria and an unidentified enemy. Now, given the prison's remote location and heavily guarded perimeter, using such information for a planned jailbreak seems far-fetched. But Dan Byman, a professor of security studies at Georgetown University, says even if very little of the information was successfully delivered, the mere act of espionage would signal other al-Qaeda members that they'd struck a huge symbolic blow to the U.S.
This is a way of telling their operatives, telling their supporters, that they have insight into what's going on in the United States and that the United States is not untouchable, that it's not simply the case that when operatives are arrested, they disappear, but rather al-Qaeda is still in touch with them and in some ways may be able to manipulate them.
Intelligence analysts say it's also a remote yet real possibility that if al-Qaeda knew which detainees were cooperating with the U.S., al-Qaeda could threaten their families back home. The theory is that word of that pressure would get back to the inmates and silence them. Details of U.S. interrogation techniques could also be used to train terrorists to more effectively resist questioning if caught. The U.S. military has clearly made it harder for al-Qaeda cells to communicate with one another, but few doubt the terrorist group could share this kind of valuable information. The two accused translators likely had some unmonitored one-on-one contact with many of the detainees. Professor Byman has studied al-Qaeda's training and tactics through primary sources, and he says al-Qaeda is one of the few extremist groups that has made a particular point of infiltrating security and intelligence services.
In the Middle East, for example, it's tried to penetrate the military, it's tried to penetrate security services. It also, in its instruction manuals, tells its operatives that they need to learn about the police and intelligence agencies in the countries in which it operates. So what we see is an enormous sensitivity on al-Qaeda's part to both the danger of police and intelligence agencies and also the potential benefits in compromising them.
Still, with details sketchy, the alleged Guantanamo spies now remain for many an odd, puzzling case. One intelligence expert told NPR, you know, there's a small industry in wannabes out there since 9/11. Maybe some of these guys just wanted to think they were part of the action. A team of U.S. military investigators arrived at Guantanamo Wednesday to try to start to determine whether real damage was done and how to improve security at what was once thought to be the most secure prison in the world. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.